Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
There have been significant accomplishments in promoting religious liberty at the State Department in recent years, said Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, David Saperstein.
Clearly, as you look back on my 2 years here at the State Department, our ability to assist Secretary of State Kerry in his finding that ISIL's activities in Iraq constituted genocide against the Yazidis, Christian Shia communities, and crimes against humanity against the Kakai and the Mandeans and other minority groups was a very important achievement here, and kind of had the impact of grabbing the attention of the international community.
This worldwide attention made it possible to hold two pledging conferences that helped raise over $2.2 million from countries around the world to help these religious minorities return home safely. The United States as a country will continue its commitment to the principle of religious freedom at home and abroad, said Ambassador Saperstein.
I am very optimistic that the robust efforts on behalf of religious freedom that has marked the last several administrations, Republican and Democrat, will remain a hallmark of our foreign policy moving into the future. It really shows the consensus view that religion plays such an influential role in foreign policy issues that we confront and must be addressed more effectively, must engage religious communities around the world on behalf of the values and interests that we promulgate.
Religious liberty is one of America's great contributions to the world, said Ambassador Saperstein. And as an American, I'm extraordinarily proud to see how many countries join us in that vision of the fundamental rights of people to live equally as citizens without regard to their religion. The United States is making a difference in the world on this issue and will continue to do so.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.